little close, but you know, again, what strikes me every time I visit is the reality of what the Word of God says and how His Word is to move. You know, we've all been called to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ, of His resurrection specifically. But without a powerful display of what God has put within us, there's really no witness. In the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus Christ told them, you know, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and that is when you will be witnesses unto me. Speaking of the resurrected one, that God raised me from the dead. You'll be a witness as to that truth once you receive the power. That's when we're witnesses. And that's when God really gets the glory, is when we reach out with that power, when we are not reluctant to make it available to people. See, for these people, it's a very simple gospel. It's a gospel of great power. And that's what brings people to know the living and true God and His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Is that initial display of power that they simply show people, yes, you have needs. Are you getting the doctors? Are they helping you? Are the witchcraft doctors helping you? Is anything helping you? No. Are your gods helping you? No. But there is help. There is a powerful help, and that is the true God. You know, when Jesus Christ said you're going to receive power, that's what they were waiting for. He said, go to Jerusalem and wait. When you receive it, then you begin to witness as to my resurrection and all that God has for each and every one who believes. In Matthew chapter 4, just as Jesus Christ did, we can do now. In Matthew 4, verse 23, it says, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. But that's not all He did. Preaching. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. But that's not all He did. Healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. That is what the culmination of the teaching and the preaching is supposed to yield. Deliverance for God's people. Not just a good feeling, but true healing and deliverance. That's the aim of the teaching and the preaching, is to see a demonstration of the power of God for those who choose to believe it. And when that full package is presented, then there is great deliverance and there's a great move of God's Word. They have, I mean, there's testimonies of the way the Word of God is moving there that, I mean, I don't know all the details. I know that when Stephen, who lives in Delhi, is one of the leaders, been there for many years, a very faithful leader, he wound up, because God opened the doors for him, he wound up in Calcutta. Outside of Calcutta, there's an area that he went with a new fellowship. They ministered, they preached the Word, they shared the Word, they ministered healing. A few people got delivered. The next morning, there were 1,000 people outside of the house waiting to be healed. Not because he's such a great preacher. Not because he had the right accolades or the right credentials, but because he spoke boldly and he was not reluctant to demonstrate with power the truth. That's why the Word of God is moving there. You know, and we say, well, it's different here. Well, sure it's different, because all you ever hear is preaching. All you ever see is somebody teaching. But we never see someone doing it all and bringing people to know that they can be healed and not being shy about it, not being
reluctant, not being afraid that, well, maybe it won't work for them. Maybe they won't get healed. Well, you know what? If they don't get healed, it's only because they lack the faith. So what is our job when we preach and we teach? To build faith. To build the faith in people's hearts. So that they can see that that really is the right doctrine. To see deliverance. From the moment of the new birth, we're made whole, we're made complete. We can be delivered. The moment we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, all of our troubles, all of our pains, all of our suffering can be healed. Done. I remember in Haldia, which is the community outside of Calcutta that where the word first began to move, 2 years ago when we visited there, I remember ministering to a man. He came, he wanted to be ministered to. He came up after the fellowship, he wanted to be ministered to. He said, you know, I have this rash. And all the time, you know, Ashish was translating for me, I have this rash in my stomach area. I'd like to be ministered to. Okay, do you believe that God can heal you? Yes, I do. And then he said something else to Ashish. Ashish translated to me, he said, oh, well, he'd like to be ministered to, but he's not done, you know, this is how Ashish puts it. He hasn't done Romans 10, 9, and 10. That's how he does it. And he goes, well, you know, and they translate it that way a lot. And then they did Romans 10, 9, and 10, and they were born again and healed. So he told me that, and I said, well, okay, let me help him with that. And so I encouraged him from the Word. I reminded him, you heard all these great testimonies of how God has healed many people here in this village, right? He said, yes, that's why I'm here. Okay, God can do that, right? You believe that God has healed these people? Yes. Okay, well then, can you conceive of how that He could raise His Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead and make Him alive again? Do you believe that God could do that? He said, he looked at me and he said, yes, I do. I said, well, you know then that if God would go to that extent to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, then He's the one that you need to make your Lord, right? He looked at me and he said, yeah. And Ashish, he said something to Ashish. Ashish looked at me and goes, ha, he's done Romans 10, 9, and 10. He's born again. I said, well, praise God. Wonderful. How you doing, brother? And I said, okay, so now let's minister to you. And as she's translated, get rid of that rash. And he looked like a deer in the headlights. And he felt his stomach. And he said, it's done. It's healed already. You don't need to minister. And he ran off. He just like ran off. And Ashish and I, we looked at each other, we're smiling. Oh, isn't that awesome? Yeah, that's great. Ooh. And then I looked at Ashish, I said, we didn't get him to speak in tongues. Yeah. And he said, oh, okay. I'll see if I can find him. But just that very reality, the moment of the new birth can be great deliverance. It's a demonstration of power. And others too. We'll hear because of that. And the Word can move. That's why the Word is moving there. We think here, we think, well, everybody's already heard. They all know Jesus Christ. And yet, in Romans, look at Romans. We perhaps don't see all manner of sickness and all manner of disease being healed. And yet, we do. We see. Many people who dare to believe it have seen it. A lot of testimonies around our country of great healing, great deliverance. So we know that it's available. We know that it's true. In Romans 15, verse 20, it says, yo, have I strived, yea, have I strived, to preach, yo. Yo, baby. Yeah. Yo, yea, have I strived to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Some people have read that and say, well, then I don't want to, you know, preach here, preach there. Well, where are you going to find somewhere like that here in this country? Ah, wait a second, though. You back it up a minute. Back it up and look at the verse before that. What is this? What is the requirement? The standard here is verse 19, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around about Illyricum have I fully preached the gospel of Christ. How many places do you know that the gospel of Christ has been fully preached? There are so many doors that God has opened for us to fully preach. We just have to have a desire to do it. You know, it says that the harvest is already. It's not 4 months until the harvest. Jesus Christ said that to His disciples. He said, in the context of desiring to do God's will, that He looked out over the harvest and it was ready. It was ready to enter into and harvest. We have a great harvest that we can participate in. It's ready now. Many, many people have yet to hear the gospel of Christ fully preached, fully proclaimed. Oh, they know who He was. They knew He gave His life. They knew He suffered. They knew He got crucified. Oh, they know that God raised Him from the dead, or He raised Himself or something. Some of them perceive. But they do know the record of the resurrection. Many people born again, but how many of them have been aware of the fullness of that gospel? That wholeness is available. That we are the masterpiece of God. We are God's workmanship. And that we each are complete in Him. We don't have to wait for anything else. Now we are complete. Now we are fully clothed with power. And we can go and we can fully preach, fully make known our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says in Acts chapter 1, look at Acts chapter 1. Well, not chapter 1, chapter 4. In verse 29, it says after the disciples had been arrested, then they were let go. They came back and they were just so blessed that God had called them and that they were able to fully preach. They said, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto Thy servants that with all boldness they may speak Thy word. With all boldness to speak the word. You know, God, we just want to be fearless. We don't want to let them intimidate us. We just want to speak on Your behalf. And how are they going to do that? They knew how they could do that. Verse 30 says, by stretching forth Thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of Thy holy child or holy son, servant Jesus. By the name of Jesus Christ, signs, miracles, and wonders can be done by those who are willing to boldly speak it, to fully preach it. Not just to speak it, but to demonstrate its power. You know, they ask God to stretch forth the hand to heal. Well, whose hand were they stretching forth? They were stretching forth their hand. They were touching people. They were saying the name of Jesus Christ. They were telling people to rise up and walk. They were ministering the healing power that they had resident within them with the Christ in them. And the consequence of it, the results of it, many people believed. Because that's one thing that you cannot deny. You may be able to deny that you believe the records in the Bible. But when it comes right down and sits in your lap, who's going to argue with it? When someone that you have ministered to, you've healed, you've delivered, and they go to their family and they say, the doctors couldn't do it. You know what the doctors said. You knew the doctor's report just as good as me. But I'm healed. I'm totally made whole. Don't you think that's going to get someone's attention? That's what they're seeing. That's what they saw in the first century. That's what they saw in the Gospels. One person would get delivered. He'd go tell his whole village The next day, the whole village would come together to hear this man. Who is this guy? Same thing's happening now. Whole families, whole villages. They saw me. I couldn't even get home that afternoon after I'd been healed. They wouldn't let me go home. So I shared with them what God did for me. And now my family, my neighbors, they all come to fellowship. And they've been healed too. And it reaches out. It runs freely. What are we expecting? And what do we expect? Day by day, what do we expect? Do we expect to be living here within these pages? We can. We can. And we are. Like what the Word says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." And we are. We are. What a tremendous life to live. You know, and I know it's sometimes a little bit difficult to keep your focus amidst all the stuff out there. And yet, right here is our focus. That's why coming back to the Word, coming back to the Scripture daily to remind ourselves of who God has called us to be and what God has allowed us to do for Him. Do we have a desire to live for Him and to do for Him? You know, you all know you're complete in Christ. You know, who in here wants to do the works that Jesus Christ did? Anybody? I mean, see those hands. You know, I mean, this is what they do at fellowship a lot over in India. Someone like Sangha Center. So, who wants to live for God today? Who wants to heal somebody? Yeah. I mean, that's not just, you know, a rev them up pep thing. That's like a reality. Do you want that? I mean, is God able to work in your heart to will and to do of His good pleasure? You know why that desire is there? Because He's put it there. Not me. He has put it there. You know, and when we have those moments with our Heavenly Father where we just so desire, it's like a fire, you know, within our bones. Preach it, baby. Yeah. But it is. It's like a fire. You can't quench it. It's like, God, I just want to heal that guy. Why? Because it's God at work within you. The compassion, the love, the desire to deliver someone, not just with nice words, with a pat on the back, encouragement, oh, it'll be all right. No, but to minister power. To stretch forth your hand as it is the hand of Christ. You know, it is Christ in you. You know, that's what the mystery was all about. God said, I'm not telling anybody. I'm not telling anybody. No, Gabriel, I'm not telling you. Michael, stop it. I'm not telling. We know there's something. Michael and Gabriel get together. There's something. You think we could figure it out? I don't think so. He's God. We're not. You know the last guy who tried to figure out and be like him? We don't want to do that. He didn't tell anyone that on Pentecost, what would happen for each one who believed was that they would now be able and equipped to fill the shoes of that Messiah who had ascended and sat on the right hand of God. Now you and I represent Him. You and I speak for Him. You and I do the works that Jesus Christ did. We can. It's just a matter of whether or not we're willing. Are we willing to overcome all that crap that everybody told us that were lies? And that's all it is. It's crap. Caca. Dung. And we should count it as what it really and truly is. You know, we've got to come to this. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. You know, we overcome our unbelief by continuing to build our faith with these words and refreshing ourselves with great testimonies of deliverance that are occurring now. Cancer, epilepsy, kidney stones, vertigo, drug abuse. What else? Anything? Sure, a lot of things, but they're still delivered. Able to deliver to the uttermost. All manner of diseases, all sickness among the people. I expect great things. I expect God to do great things. Because we have a desire to live for Him. Each our own decision, our own desire, and we each fulfill what God's working in our hearts to do. But you know, there will always come a time. You may not be ministering to 1,000 like Stephen was in Bihar, I think is where it was, but one person. We all have the ability to speak and minister the truth to one person. And you know what? Sooner or later, you're going to be met with faith. You have faith. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. And you have the manifestation of faith. Pretty simple. So now we just do it. We have that same fire in our heart that those men had in the book of Acts. You know, that they just want to speak with boldness and stretch out with that power. Stretch that hand out with that power and see it work. All right? So that is my encouragement to you today. I believe that God is preparing great things. Because it does say in Ephesians, you know, that we are His workmanship. We are God's workmanship. And we are created for what? Let's look at it real quick. Ephesians chapter 3. I know, I guess maybe I'm used to long fellowships. Ephesians chapter 3. Is it 3? No, 2. 2. 2. I'm sorry. 2. 2 verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what?
Good works.
Good works. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, God has great works that He has foreordained for each of us to walk in. It's not just a general statement. Each of us are God's masterpiece. Each of us are. God has created us. He's made us complete. We have body, soul, and spirit now. We have that Christ within us. And it is for our enablements to do those great works that God has foreordained for us. Each one. Matt, Dion, Ann, Wallace, each one of us. Jim, God has just designed it for you. He's working out something, you know, that only you can do for someone. He'll get the right person to you if you have a desire to live for Him. So that you can show His power. And walk in those good works. You know, the unbeliever can feed the poor. The unbeliever can give his, you know, extra set of clothes to clothe somebody who has no clothing. But only the Son of God, only the daughter of the Most High God can bring a person from death unto life and make them whole in their physical body and deliver them from devil spirits that are oppressing them. Only you can do that. So let's get busy and do it. Let us pray to our Heavenly Father to give us an opportunity to do that and prove that. Because when we desire to do it, God's more than ready to accommodate us. He'll send someone that's crying out right now, God, show me who You are. If You're there at all, help me know You. He'll get them to you. How will He do it? I don't know. How did He get Philip to the eunuch? What a coincidence. Whatever it takes,
whatever it takes, if we're willing to walk in these works that God has foreordained that we should walk in. Right? So, Father, thanks for your grace. Thanks for the great reality of the power of your word, Father, living in our hearts. Thanks, Father, for a great opportunity to speak your word and to bear witness of the power that you've given to each of us. Thank you, Father, that we continue to see signs, miracles, and wonders as we walk with faith. Thanks, Father, for just doing your part because we are ready. We're thankful for your blessings. Thanks in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ for all those great believers and leaders in India, Nepal, for every leader and every believer, not only there, but all across the nations of the world who are endeavoring to live for you and to proclaim your gospel, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, fully. Thanks, Father, that you just continue to bless all of us and give us a door open to speak. In that powerful name of Jesus Christ.